Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Mac Wild, and this is TM Hyman Radio Live. Check it out.
Radio Live. That was Mac Wiles Henny. This is your girl Hot Chocolate, and I am running the show tonight on the Friday Night Cypher, joined by the General T.M. Hyman, who is coming to us live from the Polk Art Gallery.
That's right.
Is that right, T.M.?
Yeah,
out there doing
Polk
politicking.
Polk Art Gallery. The Polk Museum of Art. How about that? Is what they're calling it. Just Polk Museum of Art. I'm looking at some stuff that I have no idea what this stuff is. but supporting the fundraiser out here in Polk County. Thanks for rocking with us, everybody. On the wheels tonight is the very hot, since she's going to keep it rocking inside this Friday night Cypher jam session, y'all.
Yeah.
Keep it rolling. Let's do it. What you got? What you got coming
Let's
up?
Go. Folks, I don't know. I think I'm feeling a little pushy T right now, that King Pussy. I'm going to get a moving, Yeah.
Right,
TM Honda Radio. We'll be right back.
This is my time. This is my hour. This is my pain. This is my name. This is my power. If it's my rain, then it's my shower. This pole position, I made a lane, cause they blocked ours. Boys, block bleeders, gold diggers, don't stop either. Motivation is misguided, if we hit the mark, then it's not needed. Carry on like a carry-on, on my side, let's tag along. Call me daddy from a complex, cause her mothers wouldn't marry mom. No excuse, no regard, step on a brick like a promenade. 20,000 on calling cards, and I'm speaking Spanish like Donald Ma. But I'm King Push. This King Push, I rap about traps, I don't sing hooks. With the fly talk, miss me with all the pie talk. When them lights on you and them letters there, you point us out just like an eye chart. But that's my fault, my details of the sidewalk. For 11 years, we've seen better years. We were selling birds over the time port. My first Grammy was my first brick. Red carpet, every bad, more BMF than Billboard. I got a label deal under my mattress. Cause I'm King Push, still King Push. I rap about trap, I don't sing hooks. To my culture, exploit the struggle and sculpture. They name dropping about chopping, but never been a foot soldier. Let's have another look, just get a little closer. Rage Against the Machine, Black Zack De La Rocha, and a cranberry roaster. Inside track on a G-Rap poster. Best D-Boy, all I'm missing is a dash. Difference between me and Hova, but I'm King Push, still King Push. I rap about trap, don't sing hooks.
Are listening to the best team, the best click in internet radio that there is, providing you with the best in entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
Yeah, sending this one out to my man Killer B. No doubt, indeed. Without weed, you know what I'm saying? That old real shit. There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. You could run, but you can't hide forever from these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look. You shook, cause ain't no such things as halfway crooks. They never around when the beef cooks. In my part of town, it's similar to Vietnam. Now we all grown up and old and beyond the cops' control. They better have the riot gear ready, trying to back me and get rock steady. By the Mac one double, I touch you and leave you with not much to go home with. My skin is thick, cause I'll be up in the mix of action. If I'm not at home, puffin' live, relaxing. New York got a nigga depressed, so I wear a slug proof underneath my guest. God bless my soul, before I put my foot down and begin to stroll. It'll put us together, it's like mixing vodka and milk. I'm going out blasting, taking my enemies with me. And if not, they scar, so they will never forget me. Lord forgive me, the Hennessy got me not knowing how to act. I'm falling and I can't turn back. Or maybe it's the words from my man Killer Black that I can't say, so what's left of untold fact. Until my death, my goal's to stay alive.
Survival of the fit, only the strong survive.
Yo, we live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day that we die.
I'm trapped in between two worlds trying to get dough. You know when the dough get low, the juice go. But never that, as long as fiends smoke crack, I'll be on the block hustling, counting my stacks. No doubt, watching my back and proceed with caution. 5-0 lurking, no time to get lost in. The system niggas use the fake names to get out quick. My brother did it and got bagged with 2 ounces. I live with one with squads at the block hall. That's my man Twin when he got bagged. I fucked me up, God. But shit happens for a reason. You find out who's the true keepers when you're upstate bleeding. You can't find a shorty to truth your bed with you. Hit with a 2-4 is difficult. While on the streets I try to maintain. Tight with my Lucas hoes like to run game. Some niggas like to trip but I ain't with that tricking shit. I'm like a juice saver though so I can bit with pushing a Lex. Now I'm set ready to jet. No matter how much loot I get, I'm staying in the projects forever. Jakes on the blocks, we out clever. And beef, we never separate, grow together. When words come to words, so my peoples come first. Try to react and get the motherfucker feeling served. My crew's all about blue, fuck looking cute. I'm strictly 10 boots, an army certified suits. Puffin' nails, lay back, enjoy the smell. In the bridge, getting down, it ain't hard to tell. You better realize
we live in this till the day that we die. Survivors of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day that we die. Survivors of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day that we die. Survivors of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day that we die. Survivors of the fit, only the strong survive. Still living in this.
But when your eyes get wide, look alive. 95, what up? Hypnotic thug life, get that ass paralyzed. Know what I'm saying?
Real talk, real time. We are TM Hyman Radio. Again, I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. TM is representing for us at the Polk Museum of Art. I got it right this time. Handling some business out there at a fundraiser, but I'm definitely going to keep the party going. I got a little bit of entertainment news for you on the other side of this. This is Jay-Z Blue from that album Magna Carta Holy Grail of TM Hyman Radio. We'll be right back.
I work and work till I'm half dead, and I hear people saying she's getting old. And what do I get?
I got a little reverb.
A daughter! Who cares as much about the beautiful dresses I give her as she cares about me?
Let's do this for these babies, Mercedes, trucks, buses, houses on acres, Blakey ballin' on HD, y'all need to step up your AV. Life changed again, I was already taking off, my flight changed again, flight change wins. It's barely 12 noon and my wife changed again. Baby needs pampers. Daddy need at least 3 weeks in the Hamptons. Please don't judge me. Only hugged the block as though my daddy didn't love me. My baby getting chubby. Cue that Stevie Wonder music. Oh, isn't she lovely? Now I'm staring at her, praying that things don't get ugly. And I'm stuck in that old cycle like wife, please hug me. Fuck joint custody. I need a joint right now. Just start alone, fucks with me, high on life. I could die from the fall, imagine if I hit the floor. Apologies in order, the blue ivy my daughter. If it was up to me, you would be with me. Short of life, daddy dearest.
Don't fuck with me, fellas. This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
I dream filthy,
my mom and pops
mix me with Jamaican rum and whiskey. What a set off. And I know I'm not perfect, baby. I've been so much trauma, gonna be hard to reverse it with some doctors and some nurses, maybe. Teach me how to treat a lady, open doors on the ladies. This relationship shit is complicated. All I know is we ain't speaking every day, I fucking hate it. And I don't wanna duplicate it. I'm the same mom and pops, drop each other motherfucking crazy. And I got the nigga
mother never taught me how to be a father. Treat a mother, I don't wanna have to just repeat another. Leave another baby with no daddy, want no mama drama. I just wanna take her back to a time when everything was calmer. Out in Paris, on the terrace, watching the Eiffel Tower and the Ferris wheel. Yet still nothing could compare us for the beauty that you be, blue be. Looking in your eyes, it's like a mirror. Have to face my fear, cheer up. Why can't you just be happy without these back and forth thoughts? You too much like a daddy. Badly, I just wanted to spend more time with him. Sadly, life wouldn't let me get around with him. Now I got my own daughter, taught her how to take her first step. Cut the cord, watch her take her first breath. And I'm trying and I'm lying if I said I wasn't scared. But in life or death, if I ain't here, apologies in order. Blue Ivy, my daughter, if it was up to me, you would be with me. Sort of like Daddy Darius.
What's happening, family? It's your girl Dee Dee, your health and wellness representative here, telling you to turn up and stay down to the world's best internet talk show, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Serving it by the telly, the venues in Manchester, just swerving with Balotelli. The fuck you trying to tell me? Bothers me when you gotta play therapist. It's just embarrassing to even bring up these niggas, make the comparison. They just gotta forgive me, this watch is a 150. Still ain't got the time for a bitch to be acting iffy. Running through the city with niggas, I give a kidney. Selling under 150, you niggas gotta be kidding. Is this even still a discussion? Don't you ever wake up disgusted? Every million I gain an enemy or a cousin, and people's feelings have changed ever since I became something. Girls are becoming ladies, and my friends are having babies, and babies are dropping dead in my city. This shit's crazy, and I don't know if speaking on it helps. This shit's on my mind, I just keep it to myself, you know?
Can't you talk to me?
Tell me why.
TM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate here in the driver's seat while the General is at the Polk Museum of Art at a fundraiser handling some business. That was Drake featuring Aaliyah, Enough Said. It is 9:20 p.m. here in Tampa Bay. It is 6:20 p.m. in sunny California. Shout out to Joe Beast and Kiss Major out there in Santa Ana. Also want to shout out the rest of the team, Nokio, Toya, Didi, Save James, and Madam Boston. Hope everybody is well. I am going to jump into a little bit of Madam CeeLo Boston likes to call it her ratchet report, but we all want to congratulate Kim and Kanye. He finally popped the question. He's trying to make her an honest girl again, we'll say. Sitting here looking at a picture on Media Takeout of her 15-carat diamond, and folks, it's beautiful. It is actually almost the size of her eyeball, and I'm not mad, but I'm mad, but I'm not mad. So we're going to keep it moving, and we're going to congratulate supposedly, allegedly, Candy Burris has eloped with her fiancé, Todd, who she's been engaged to for, we'll say, probably a little over a year, according to the show, The Real Housewives of Atlanta. So, again, congratulations to Miss Burris. I don't know exactly what her last name is. But and a more disturbing story that I actually got wind of on CNN, it's really strange, but CeeLo Green, who is a judge on the NBC show The Voice, has been accused of slipping a girl some sort of date rape drug and is being accused of taking advantage of the young lady. And I'm really hoping that that's not true and that the evidence against him is not as strong as they say it is, but it doesn't look good for it to be in that part of the public eye on CNN. So, you know, hope everything goes well for CeeLo Green and that these charges aren't true. So that, again, is just a little bit of what Madam Boston likes to call the ratchet report. Right here on TM Hyman Radio, we're going to keep this party moving with a little bit of K. Michelle featuring Jeezy, that VSOP remix. We'll be right back.
Look at them balls popping, baby. You already know it is a celebration. It's the world. My mama taught me how to be a thug and a gentleman. Make sure you be a real gentleman. 458, he's looking like some Timberlands. Roll it up and pass it back and forth like the Wimbledon. Yeah, say my name, say my name, say my name. Guaranteed to have you hook like beer, white cocaine. Really, thought there ain't no letting kill our situation. So much smoke in this. We gon' need some ventilation. We can drink, we can smoke, we can smoke. Smoke, don't let them try to sink our boat. We can sip, baby, I'm blow strong half of the night. We love the night and she making it special. Know what you like, huh?
Yeah.
world. This is your girl, HC, a.k.a. Hot Chocolate, and you are tuned into TM Hymen Radio.
Dark Child. Mary J. Blige.
Yo. This is the remix. man in a minute. Miguel, Chris Montana, Bad Boy, Yo Ted Smooth.
Check it out, yeah, your love is like perfection, like perfection. My protection,
my protection.
Yeah. My resurrection.
Let's rock.
I need it when I be stressing.
Uh-huh.
You the ingredients to my blessing.
Yeah.
Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach out. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins.
Yeah.
Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens.
You know that Bad Boy gang,
cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train.
Right.
I'll kick you in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me,
come
no
on,
more,
Sean. Yeah.
Let's rock, don't stop, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back,
baby. Oh, and I can't wait to see your friend. Ooh, ooh, baby.
Like this, let's rock.
Buff the B.I.G. Round with your main squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just time red. And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dippin' for the haters. Damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Lil' mama scooped me in the big body. Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody.
Montana.
Ain't nothing like a Bad Boy remix.
Lady,
that's cool.
Entertainment news coming out of New York. Hot Chocolate, what you got for him?
Yes, yes. I got a little bit of news regarding this Barney's New York fiasco that we have going on. For those across the country who aren't familiar with it, Barney's is a high-end retailer based in New York City. And apparently there have been quite a few situations where African Americans, including well-known actors, have been profiled not only at Barney's but at other high-end retailers in the area for quote-unquote shopping while black. This particular instance with Barney involves a young man named Trayvon Christian, 19 years old, back on April 29th. He goes into Barney's. He is a freshman at the time at New York City College of Technology. Actually, he was 18 then, and he had been saving up for a $350 Ferragamo belt that he had seen other rappers wearing. You know how the young kids admire what's going on in the videos and award shows and stuff like that. So kid saves his money. He goes into Barney's and pays for the belt on his debit card and leaves the store. A block away from the store, with his Barney's bag in hand, he's actually stopped by two undercover New York City police officers who asked him to show them his identification and the contents of his bag, saying that someone from the store had raised concerns over the sale. Christian said that he showed the officers the sales receipt, his debit card, and his identification, and the officers told the kid to his face that his identification was false and that he could not afford to make such an expensive purchase. So since then, a lawsuit has been filed, and Christian was held at the 19th precinct for 2 hours before he was released. No charges were filed against him at that time, the Associated Press reports, but the lawsuit alleges that the incident occurred because of discrimination based on his race and age, as he was a young black American male. Now, there's another situation where a young lady named Kayla Phillips, 21 at the time, said that she purchased a $2,500 Celine bag in February of this year and then was surrounded by police after she left the store. Officers asked Ms. Phillips why she used a debit card without a name on it, she said. After Phillips explained that it was a temporary card and presented identification to the police along with another debit card, they let her go. Phillips actually plans to sue the police department in that case. Now, as far as celebrities, there's a black actor by the name of, let me get his name right, he's actually on the show Tremé that comes on HBO. It's one of the drama series. His name is Robert Brown. He has a lawsuit against Macy's where he was stopped because of his race while buying sunglasses at the New York store. His lawsuit comes after the two young people at Barney's had their incidents, and Brown's lawsuit was filed this past Friday in State Supreme Court in Manhattan. It says he was stopped by police at Macy's Herald Square store after employees contacted authorities, about a possible credit card fraud. Brown says he was held at the store, handcuffed, and searched before being released. And he says that he feels like he was targeted because he was black. Now, this has actually been going on in several other stores, probably not as high-end as Barney's, or I would say even as Macy's, but I know regular people that this happens to all the time, that, you know, they've revealed their stories to me about how they're followed around the store and how they may have an eyebrow raised or questions asked about how they can afford certain items that they may be purchased. So it's really unfortunate now that this is coming to light, especially in the fact that Jay-Z has actually inked a deal with Barney's New York to start a line that is supposed to go on sale and begin selling in their stores retail in December. So, Dee Dee, what do you think about that, about this shopping while black epidemic that we got running rampant again here?
I feel first and foremost it's unfortunate. I'm not going to say and jump on the bandwagon racial profiling, especially in New York. I mean, it's like rampant. It's rampant everywhere. Needless to say.
Yeah.
If what I've heard was the statistics for Barney's in particular, it had 47% of thefts. And out of the 47% of theft that they experienced, 70% of the theft was created, I'm sorry, but was done by black males, which
right.
in turn leads to the racial profiling. I don't agree with
right.
it. I understand why it was done. I don't agree with it. I don't think it's right. Needless to say, I mean, what can you do? Should Jay-Z not go ahead with his plan to launch his line or to, you know, go on his deal with Barney's? I'm going to say I don't think he should stop. Unless he feels that he needs to take a stand and this needs to be a voice and he feels very strongly about it, then do that. But don't jump on the bandwagon because for any other reason than this is how he feels and he wants to make a stand and have a voice and saying, you know what, I'm not going to go for racial profiling. I don't care if it's at Barney's, Macy's, Walmart, whatever the case may be. If that's not how he's
right.
feeling about it, he's a businessman and he has to do his business. So, you know, but at the
and
end
that,
of the day.
That's kind of the bottom line at the end of the day, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like if I shop at Barney's, which I don't, but if I did, you know, I don't agree with racial profiling. I understand the statistics, I do understand them, and it's a shame that, you know, the people before him had paid the way for this to have happened to the young man. Needless to say, I wouldn't support Barney's. I wouldn't support any store that, you know, indulges in or, you know, has racial profiling going on, but that's just me. You know, but if you don't feel that way, don't jump on the bandwagon like, you know, again, like earlier, a couple months ago, everybody was on the Trayvon Martin bandwagon and everything. Is don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to minimize Trayvon Martin's situation, his case, or what happened to him. I'm just saying you get a lot of people who jump on bandwagons for wrong reasons, you know. So
right.
So it's like, just, you know, if this is how you feel in your heart, you feel this is wrong in your heart, then take a stand. Have a voice, you know, in the matter. Let your, you know, not spending dollars at that store, supporting that store, be your voice. Other than that, I mean, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that others have made it hard for, you know, black men and black women to go into upscale stores and purchase something honestly with hard-earned money, and then they get racially profiled by it and have to suffer through, you know, these ridiculous situations. It's a shame. You shouldn't
and
have to, you know.
That's basically what's happened. The boosters have made it bad for all of us who, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I said, this young boy had saved up his hard-earned money. He wants to buy himself a flashy Ferragamo belt, and because of others who have come before him who have, you know, taken advantage of whether it's the lack security in Barney's or, you know, whatever the case may be that led up to that 70% number of their theft being by black males, you know, they've made it hard for us. And even the young lady, you know, it doesn't matter if the card doesn't have a name on it. You can get a prepaid debit card anywhere. You can buy them at any store, any 7-Eleven, Walmart, Walgreens. You know, it doesn't have to have a name on it in order for the money to be legitimate. And as long as I feel like they're paying for the item, that's not where the question should be raised. Your question should be raised in when you find somebody stuffing stuff down their pants or, you know, grabbing something from behind the counter and running out of the store that way or, you know, writing hot checks or something like that. That's a cash transaction on a debit card as far as I'm concerned. So
absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, Barney's, I think, instead of getting the cops involved, all they had to do was make a quick phone call to the bank, verify the funds.
That's
just
it.
Like if we was in a, I worked at a bank, we get checks of large sums that people want to deposit, whether you deposit and withdraw, whatever the case may be, we verify it's a valid check. Verify, if you feel that type of way about it, verify that these funds are at a valid bank, it's coming from a valid place, and then let the people go on about their business so they don't, you know, you say this is our process, this is our procedure. Don't make them feel racially profiled. Or, you know what I mean? Needless to say, I think they took the wrong steps in going about handling this situation by getting the cops involved and then making these people feel like dirt, you know?
Right.
I mean, because the criminal organization they have made it possible that you can get gift cards and debit cards that are not legit, that will scan and work as if they are coming out of a real bank or somewhere like that. Needless to say, I mean, that's where we are. We're in 2013. Technology is a beast, and, you know, criminal activity is something
it
out
is.
Of this world. Not saying that I have a part in it, but I just know a little bit. But, you know, but I just think they could have went about it differently as opposed to how they went about making all this, you know, how all happened. So.
Absolutely.
Lawsuit,
absolutely.
That's all I know.
And two of them very quickly, and Barney's has issued an apology, but personally, I don't think the apology is going to be enough. It's 9:48 p.m. We're going to take this break, and we'll return right after this. Swiss Beats, hands up.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holler. Two doors in the air. Let me be celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me be your hand.
Your girl is my biggest fan, windmill mills. Lil Tone Chin is by my skateboard. I jack a queen, I don't play cards.
Let me
see your
hands
up like a grin on your face. Give me her combination, I'ma put my tongue in her safe. And if the time is wasted, I'ma clean it up like a maid. Make your woman ill safe, Weezy F is a grave. They're sweating me like they've been in the desert for days. They say the best kept secret is kept in the grave. New coupe is a dog, no roof on it. Diamond sparkle in my mouth, Bluetooth, homie. Yeah, to say the least, Swiss's beat is a beast. And my homies got that work, they're leashing them keys. Hands up in the air, like we don't care. And that truck fish,
all up,
that's
all
we
all
wear.
All
they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. In the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your hands up, hands up.
Yo, pass that crown to the real queen. You know the girl get it poppin' like a pill fiend. I got little bunny rabbits in my backyard. So fuck a funny style fraud tryna act hard. You my son, no daddy, you a bastard. Plus you got mad miles on your Virch card. Nah, I can't work with none of them. They talk slick, then wonder why I be sunning them. I said, I'm a mogul, yes, I am global. I don't do burns, but yes, I am noble. Every interview, yes, I am their focal point. But I don't give a boink.
Ain't going nowhere like horses in a stable. Bitch, I'm in the mansion, forcing fucking Gable.
Now with my bad bitch, we're pretty Jane.
All I
poke that
all
ass and let them change.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two doors in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time.
Like a Navajo, she looking half Cherokee. Rolled down on her when I used to have a Cherokee. Now it's Bugatti, haters keep getting body. Talking can't breathe, hoodlums all in your lobby. I can tell by your shoes that your ponytail new. Tell how you move, I see a summer jam too. Tell by the jewels, I'm $100,000 dude. Really a lot more, I'm talking Channel 4 News. Like how they better duck, bulletproof in the truck. Crossing the prize circle, these ran out of luck. Riding in the roads and you know it's that done. New crib looking like Kim.com.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two doors in the air. And if you celebrate, put your cups in the air.
You know I'm about it whenever, whatever. I'm smoking on strong, this is that steroid era. Got my leather on, looking like Thunderdome. I got your girl at home, she got that Thunderdome. Let me see you touch the clouds, would you shut it down? From the dirty south, muzzle on my mouth. Roof. I'm a dog, I admit it, I pick your girl up like it's a calisthenic wall. If she throw it at me, I'ma catch it. Let me see you patch your weave if you wreck. I see you do your thing when you're dancing. Now let
all
me
up,
see you do your
up,
thing on the mattress.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two doors in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up. Let me see your hands up, hands up.
Sam Hyman Radio Live. That was Swiss Beats and a host of others. Nicki Minaj, 2 Chainz, Rick Ross. I hope I didn't forget anybody, but that's Hands Up. If too, we got a few minutes left in the show, and we got our health and wellness expert, Didi, who has a little bit more information about some real unfortunate things that have gone on this week in some schools.
What's happening, family? Tim Hyman Radio Live. Real talk, real time, real people. I just want to bring to the people's attention out there in the world that our listeners, that this week has been full of some very disappointing, discouraging, disheartening news, especially to do with our kids. In Las Vegas earlier this week, we had a shooting, middle school shooting, where a young man shot himself, 2 others, and a teacher. And in Massachusetts, we had another with a stabbing, 14-year-old young man. Teacher asked him to meet him after school. He met teacher after school, cut her from ear to ear, and then hid her body in the woods. And then this in Long Beach, a young man was dating a daycare provider's daughter. Don't know why, but while she was out in a park with the kids, he came. Went up and stabbed her to death in front of the children. I mean, I just want to let everybody know, none of these incidents, we know why right now. I'm still watching the news to get further information. As soon as we know why, you know, what caused it, what led to these incidents happening, I definitely will report that. However, it could have been a host of issues, mental issues, issues going on behind the scenes, bullying. We just don't know why. And I just want to say to everybody, I know I bring health and wellness all the time, but health and wellness has nothing to do with you personally and your body. It also deals with you, your family, your mental well-being, making sure that your family is taken care of, that you're paying attention to the emotional well-being, physical, spiritual, things of that sort. We want to pay attention to our kids first and foremost. They are extremely important, and we can't lose them in the process while we are so stuck on ourselves. So, you know, pay attention to these kids. You know, they need us. They need our love. They need to know that we are there for them, that, you know, and it's a shame. You know, I'm not sure if there's a bullying issue or if really what was, you know, the just cause behind these incidents, even up to the, and it was a 50-year-old man who stabbed a 53-year-old daycare provider in front of the kids. It's not like he did it, but he did it in the park in front of the kids. So, and he was dating her daughter. Not really sure what happened or what transpired as to why he ended up killing the mom. Needless to say, he did it in front of children. So now these children will be affected forever. You know, and it's just like we're not paying attention to what our actions are doing, the impression it's leaving upon our kids for them to grow up as adults. And if they don't talk about it, get help, get some type of counseling, look at the turmoil that we leave them in as adults, and then they're going to try to raise kids and take care of kids too. And it's like a never-ending cycle. And I just, you know, wanted to bring that to the forefront, you know. So make sure you stay tuned, and we'll bring out, hopefully I can bring you some answers as to, you know, why these incidents have taken place. Again, you had the Las Vegas incident. The young man took his own life, as well as another teacher while he was trying to protect the other students. 2 other students got shot. Then you had the young man who they will be charging him as an adult in Massachusetts. He's 14 years old for stabbing the teacher, cutting her throat from ear to ear, and dumping her body in the woods. And then the 50-year-old man who stabbed the 53-year-old daycare provider to death in front of the kids at a park while she was taking care of the kids at a park. He's currently in jail right now. So I just wanted to bring that to light, as, you know, this week has been just horrific. You know, besides our local
horrible
killings, I'm sure we already – go ahead.
I was just going to say it's been horrible, and my heart really goes out to these families that have lost these teachers who are there to educate and to nurture our kids at the hands of kids 14 years old. Like,
absolutely.
These are middle school and early high school age children. I'm oh my gosh, it's so disheartening.
It really is. Las Vegas, young man, he was 12. We have a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old, you know, and then we have all these other the babies in daycare that are going to be tore up for life, you know. And
for
some people, you know, Yes, for having, exactly, for having to see that. Some people don't believe in counseling. They don't want to talk. They, you know, but it's just, again, health and wellness just doesn't come, just isn't about just your own self. It's about your loved ones, your friends and family, people around you, their personal well-being, the spiritual, mental, physical, emotional things. Like health and wellness takes on a broad spectrum. And we definitely, it starts with the kids. We as adults have a responsibility to our children. And I just want to say, don't forget them. They are so important.
We do.
And again, our hearts,
and
the T.M. Hyman family, T.M. Hyman Radio family, our heart goes out, our prayers and condolences goes out to all the lost, the loved ones of the lost teachers that suffered this weekend. We, you know, our prayers are with
absolutely.
You all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We promote positivity and information on this show, so that's why we share that story with you in the spirit of remembering these teachers who, again, were there to nurture and to help our children and unfortunately lost their lives to children. We'll be right back with you on Monday, God willing, to bring you our Money Monday segment and to keep promoting that positivity and information here. We are that team, that crew, T.M. Hyman Radio. Dee Dee, did you have anything before we sign off?
I just want to tell everybody, like I always do, be a blessing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Shout out again to the general who is at the Polk Museum of Art at a fundraiser. I hope they raise all the funds that they need to. Shout out to Madam Boston, who's not with us this evening. I hope she's feeling good. Shout out to Save James. Shout out to Nokia, the entity. We are that team, T.M. Hyman Radio. Again, the general, T.M. himself. I am Hot Chocolate. She is Dee Dee. Toya is our Money Monday expert, Madam Boston, Nokia, Save James, and hopefully still Joe Beast is on the team. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. We will see you on Monday.